Finally, the good boy came to bed. It's about time you tried to get some shut-eye. It's no good staying up this late, you know. Hey, hey, hey! Don't struggle. Do you feel that? Hey! I said, do you feel that? That is a carving knife. And this carving knife, I'm pressing right into your jugular vein of your neck. If you scream or start moving unless I tell you to, I'll plunge it in and I'll kill you right now. And well, we don't want that now, do we? No. No, 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 we do not. Good. Good, good, good. There's a good boy. So scared, but so easily calmed down with some proper instruction. God, it's so perfect. You are so perfect. So well behaved already. All from just a little encouragement. I've been waiting a very long time, you know. It's been pretty hard holding myself back in here. I mean, I've only been in your house a week now, and I can't hold myself back. You should really look in your closet more often, good boy. I could stay in there for a month if I really wanted to. And usually I can pacify myself with just little sniffs here and there. You know, when you get home from work and you put your dirty clothes in the hamper. God, I can't help myself from taking one or two and just huffing on your scent and putting them back just where you left them once I've had my fill. And I must admit, I got pretty angry when you went and cleaned them last night. All of that beautiful smell you have just washed away. But I knew that was just you being good, so I shouldn't be too mad, right? I've even kept myself full, and I didn't touch a bit of food from your fridge. I just ate all the food that you didn't finish. So it's kind of like we shared our meal together, right? God. That smell of yours is intoxicating. You took a shower before you came to bed, didn't you? I can tell. Usually shampoo is the last thing before getting out of the shower. That pleasant, good boy smell you have. Oh, God, I could sit here huffing you for hours. Who am I? No, come on now. Surely you know me. We've met so many times now. I was behind you in the drive-thru the other night, and I was in the same aisle as you in the grocery store when you were getting tomato sauce. Oh, I'm sure you've heard of me on the news. What is it they've taken to calling me now? The lullaby killer? Yes, that's it. Reports of an unknown serial killer breaking into houses in the middle of the night and murdering their victims in their bed. Well, that's me. It's pretty funny when you think about it. Last I heard, they put out a warrant for a large, heavy-set male about 10 years older than me. So many people refuse to think a girl like me could kill so many men so quickly and so efficiently. It just had to be a man. But here I am. A woman with a knife to your throat, pressing my body to your back, wrapping my arms around your body, pulling you close. I might just wrap a leg around yours as well. Grinding on your hips. Okay, now, don't whimper like that. Whimpering isn't what good boys do now, is it? I promise if you behave and be a good boy for me, there's a very nice reward in it for you. Promise. Maybe I'll give you a treat. Maybe I'll let you make a goodbye call to your family. I might even let you leave with your life. If you're good. Hey. Quit panicking. I said stop. I swear to God, if you scream, I'll kill you now. Is that what you want? You want me to rip your throat out and fill you with holes? Good. Oh, gosh. You must be scared stiff. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. I really am. Here. It's okay. Just lay back, okay? Just lay back and relax for me. You listen so very well. But it's just that I have to get angry to make you pay attention, you know? Just listen a bit better to me, okay? I promise. Things will be so much better if you do. What did you say? Why? Why am I doing this? Oh, well, I guess I owe you that much of an explanation, right? Promise not to do something stupid if I take the knife off your neck? Trust me, I may not look it, but I can chase you down and kill you faster than you can think to start running for the door. Yes. Good boy. Settle down on the pillow and let me tell you. Let me tell you just why I have such a fascination with good boys like you. See, every day I see so many bad men walking around, you know, the ones showing off how big their wallets are, how big their cars are, acting vulgar, harassing girls, refusing to fucking shower, pessimistic shitheads, just, ugh, God, I wish I could just fucking rip them in half, every single one. But every so often, I find a good boy like you. Do you remember, good boy? I accidentally spilled a drink on my shirt as I was leaving the cafe the other night. And you offered to buy me another one. Such sudden kindness, and for a total stranger. I knew then and there how much of a good person you were. And the way you smelled that day, I wanted to lick and suck your fingers so bad. I even went and grabbed the napkins you threw away when you helped clean up after me. As keepsakes. You got that toasted s'mores frap, I think. I could smell the chocolate and marshmallows on your cheeks when you spoke to me. Oh, that's just what makes good boys so yummy to me. So wholesome, so good, so nice, so sweet, so special, so selfless, so pure. I can't even begin to describe how it makes me feel. I want to do so many things to them. I can't even begin to comprehend it. It must be kind of like how a snake must feel when a cute little mouse makes its way up to it in a world full of fat, dirty rats. I just don't know what to do with myself. Should the snake wrap around this cute mouse and cuddle it close and safe? Or maybe even squeeze it tighter and tighter until I can hear those little bones pop? Or should I just gobble you up whole, where no one can have you except for me, and have you wiggle and beg for my help in my belly? Ah, I just don't know. You're such a perfect sweetheart. You're not like the other boys who I thought were good, are you? All the others who I thought were good, well, they weren't good. They weren't good at all. I'd stay in their house and I'd see them doing all kinds of horrible things. They'd talk with their friends online and brag about scores and games, or they'd look up porn and sully their eyes. I don't know why, but when I'd see those good boys turning bad, I'd just start seeing red. And by the time I was done, they would be on the bed, covered in stab wounds, and I'd be making my way back home. But you've been good, haven't you? You don't look up porn or anything like that, do you? No, of course not. You're a good boy. If you did that, you'd be a bad boy. And well, that would make me pretty angry, wouldn't it? But since you're good, there's no need to worry. In fact, since you are such a good boy, I was thinking, how about we do whatever you like, huh? Come on, you choose. We can spend the night together all night long, and I'll do anything you'd like. You just want to sleep? That's such a good answer. Yes, of course. Don't worry. You can just lie back with me and cuddle up, and we can sleep safe and soundly together. Oh, God, I'm just so happy that you said that. But you know, that's kind of given me some bad thoughts as well. Such a pure, good, and wholesome thing like you. And I can just do whatever I want to you. I mean, if you degrade and make yourself dirty, then that's on you. But if I did it to you, then that's all on me. I wouldn't dare hurt you if you don't want me to, but... Please, good boy, let me do something bad to you. Are you okay with that? You want me to? Oh, even after I've told you how much I want to kill you? Are you being bad? Because if you're being bad, I might rip this little cock of yours off. Oh, you want me to be happy? Oh, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. That's my good boy. Oh, don't worry. I was only kidding when I said little. Good boys always have the best cocks. Don't worry. Oh, God. And you answer so sweetly. Oh, it makes me want to come just right then and there. In fucking gallons of it. Oh, and this, stroking you off from behind, smelling your hair, licking your neck. Oh, you taste so good. I could do this forever. Tasting that tasty good boy taste you have. Breathing in the smell of you. That precious good boy scent. And milking this good boy cock. Oh, milky, milky. All for this bad, bad, naughty girl. God, I want to tie you to a chair and drag you onto an altar and have you married to me. I want to fulfill every fucked up idea in my head on you. This evil, terrible, no good girl who's going to make a good, pure, wholesome boy shoot all that good boy cum into his sheets. And he can't do a thing about it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It's so bad. I feel so bad. doing it. Oh, I feel like I'm defiling Michelangelo's David right now. I want to see you fucking come. Oh, good boy. I want to hear you moan. I want to hear you scream. I want to hear you beg for this. That's right. Don't you see? You're my good boy now. And I get to defile my good boy however I like. Mine. All mine. All mine to huff and lick and slurp. God, I want to spend all night licking and fucking your face. I want to come all over you. You know it. Oh, look at you fucking ooze pre-cum. Just from a few little strokes already. No, no. Don't come. Good boys don't come. Good boys don't fucking come. If you come, I will stab you in the fucking spine. That's it. That's it, good boy. Hold it back for me. Oh, I'm so sorry. I told you not to come. But here I am still stroking you off. That is impossible for you, isn't it? Don't you fucking dare come. Don't come. Don't you dare come. Do not fucking come. Oh, if you come, I swear to God, you will die. You came. You couldn't hold it back. No. No, no, no. Fuck! No! You were so good! You are my perfect good boy! Why did you... I see. I see now. It's my fault, isn't it? I worked you too hard and forced you to, didn't I? Oh, you poor thing. Don't worry about it. We can fix it. I promise. Here, just let me get this ready. I always bring some, just in case I ever found my perfect good boy. And I really think you can be. It's called ether, and I'll just put it in one of these shirts and... Hey, no, stop struggling. I'll just take you back home, okay? We'll go back home with me, out of town, and I'll train you. I'll train you to be the best good boy possible. So just breathe in this rag. I said breathe, damn you. Breathe this ethanol, or I'll stab your fucking lung out. Ah, that's it. That's it, good boy. Just breathe it in, nice and deep for me, and go to sleep. There we go. There we go. We can take you home now, can't we? Well, maybe after a few more nice, deep, yummy smells of that hair. Maybe this snake did choose to eat the little mouse all to herself.